This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, good morning. Hope you are well.
Boker Tov. I don't know how many of the listeners have been following the whole rant that's been going on in New York City with Mayor Mamdani coming out saying that he would like to arrest Prime Minister Netanyahu when it comes to the United Nations. I think the General Assembly is due sometime in September. Well, interestingly now, I mean, first of all, there were quite a number of people who came out saying, Mayor Mamdani, you do not have the right to arrest Prime Minister Netanyahu when it comes to New York City. The two reasons that were given were, first of all, that the United States is not signed up to the Rome Statute, which is the statute that brought the International Criminal Court into existence, and it's those countries who support and are subject to the rulings of the International Criminal Court. And the second thing, of course, is that there is a special law in the United States whereby those leaders who come to New York to visit the United Nations for the purposes of business of the United Nations have certain immunity against arrest and against other laws that might apply generally in the United States. And interestingly, Mamdani has come out late yesterday saying that, in fact, they've done all this work in order to investigate whether the New York administration would be entitled to arrest Prime Minister Netanyahu. And they've discovered that they have no jurisdiction. They have no right to arrest him, even though they claim that the federal government does have the right and the authority to arrest him. But unfortunately, from Mamdani's point of view, the New York City does not have any authority to arrest him. I just wonder what all of this really does for the citizens of New York City, because I guess Mamdani is there to try to further their objectives and to make life better for the residents and the citizens of New York City. How does this help them at all improving their lives and furthering the interests of the city by trying to chase down Prime Minister Netanyahu and arrest him, because apparently the International Criminal Court has decided that there is an arrest warrant out for him. So I've no idea how this really helps the citizens of New York City. Maybe the listeners out there who might be able to help me understand this a bit better. I certainly don't. But it looks a little bit like just some sort of a chase for the purposes of making a political statement.
Couldn't agree more, and a very dangerous statement, because the blood libel that he kept repeating in his statement are very dangerous. It provides justification, no doubt, for the harming of Jews. So very dangerous in my view. The conflict of attrition between the U.S. and Iran has continued. So Israel has warned that it will be all in if Iran attacks Israel. How likely is this?
I think it's increasingly likely, and I've said so a few times already over the past few days, and it feels almost like, you know, we're going over old ground. But interestingly, last night, the 11th consecutive night that the U.S. Central Command has attacked Iran, last night they really focused on hangars and logistics rather than trying to attack specific military targets. But I mean, I guess hangars and logistics are indeed military targets, operation centers, maritime capabilities, aircraft hangars, drone storage facilities, military logistics infrastructure. So it's really all about the infrastructure that the Iranian army has and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps have in order to wage a war, rather than specific radars or specific launch sites that have come under attack in the past. Let's not forget that Iran over the last 3 months has attacked something like 30 commercial vessels which have been sailing through the Straits of Hormuz. I think from Israel's perspective, I would say two things. First of all, that this war of attrition is really great for Israel. Israel doesn't have to be involved. At the same time, Iran's military capabilities are being reduced, are being hit, are being put under pressure. So I think from Israel's perspective, this is all welcome. This is all great news. There has been a certain conflict which arises at Ben Gurion Airport, where apparently more and more U.S. refueling planes in particular are taking up space at Ben Gurion Airport. There has been a request for even more space to accommodate U.S. Military aircraft, particularly these refueling planes. And this comes at the expense of civilian activity, civilian aircraft activity, because the authorities at Ben Gurion Airport have come out saying they simply can't accommodate any more American military planes at the airport without having to cancel flights. And of course, we're now at the height of the summer season when a lot of Israelis in particular are wanting to travel away, travel abroad to escape a little bit from the tension that we feel here in Israel as a result of 3 years of war, almost 3 years of war ongoing. A lot of people are looking just to go to places outside of Israel, even though there have been numerous reports about Israelis being hounded in foreign countries, all kinds of internet websites that have been set up encouraging people to report whether when they see Israelis or when they see Jews in their country. Italy, for example, had to take down a website where people were being asked to report whether they've seen Israelis or they've seen Jews so that they can literally be hounded in those countries, which doesn't sound like a great vacation in the summer. But nonetheless, that is the case. But, you know, Israelis nonetheless are traveling abroad in significant numbers to try and have a summer holiday, to get away from the tension. And now Ben Gurion Airport is saying, if we have to accommodate any more U.S. military planes at our airport, we will have to be cancelling civilian flights because we simply can't accommodate anymore. So that gives you an idea of how much build-up there is at the airport of these American military planes. We understand that some of them have actually been evacuated from Gulf countries where they are considered to be in danger because Iran has been attacking American facilities in Gulf countries over the last couple of weeks more intensely than before. So we've seen that not only has America brought more planes to the region, but they're choosing where they wish to store those planes because apparently there is a certain danger. So as things build up, we consider the likelihood of Israel's involvement in this light conflict at the moment to be quite high. And of course, if it does involve Israel, if Israel is attacked and Israel responds, then I suspect that this sort of a conflict of attrition will blow up into something a lot more significant. And the Israeli authorities are saying, we're ready for that. And we will be involved,
you know,
if necessary.
Yeah, what was interesting is last night there was some concern that the Israeli embassy in Bahrain had been hit. It turns out, in fact, that it hadn't been. But I was wondering what would have happened had that been the case. Would that have been enough to pull Israel into this conflict?
Yeah, I'm not sure. And it is an interesting question. I have no answer, but my suspicion is that unless there is a hit or there is an attack against Israel in Israel rather than embassy facilities abroad. I think that things will still remain at this sort of level, even if there had been an attack against the Israeli embassy in Bahrain. I think it would all really depend on what the results of that attack are. If indeed people were killed or injured, God forbid, then it might draw Israel in. I think a simple attempt at an embassy in Bahrain, probably not enough. But I think certainly if there are attacks launched against Israel in Israel, that would certainly bring the whole army right in.
President Herzog has addressed the nation of matters relating to challenges to election integrity from both an internal and an external source. What's going on here?
Well, the president actually delivered a special address to the nation last night in which he warned about threats from within and from without regarding the integrity of the upcoming Knesset elections. And he had also met with both the head of the Shin Bet and the chairman of the Central Elections Committee. Met with both of those people, Noam Solberg, who is deputy president of the Supreme Court, and he had met with David Zinni, who is currently the head of the Shabak, the Shin Bet, the Israel Security Agency. And they apparently had presented him with various threats to the integrity of the election. And then he made a statement where he encouraged citizens not to create some sort of a civil war out of the upcoming election, because he can sense that there is so much heat in the situation, so many strong feelings about who should and should not be elected, with people really making very inflammatory statements and perhaps statements that go beyond what might be acceptable within an election setting. And so he's encouraged people just to take it as calmly as possible and to keep things appropriate. And of course, he addressed the fact that we are coming up to Tisha B'Av, which of course starts tonight and for tomorrow, which is really a significant day in the Jewish calendar, and talks about the destruction of the temples. And there are many people who feel that the destruction of the temples was really more about internal strife and lack of unity than it was about Israel's external enemies who came to destroy the temples. And so he used that in order to bring the example of Tisha B'Av and said, you know, our sages have said, be careful with your words. And he called on people to remember that elections are not a civil war, and that disagreement and criticism, while they are the lifeblood of our democracy, they have a certain place in our society and a certain responsibility for our shared future, for our children, for our grandchildren, and those values should come before everything else. So that was the message that was sent by President Herzog yesterday in his address to the nation.
The IDF killed two October 7th terrorists involved with kidnapping and holding hostages. So the IDF, are they still pursuing a strategy of hunting these terrorists down?
Very much so. Very much so. And in fact, there's a special unit within the IDF that has been set up to gather intelligence about those people who were particularly the ringleaders, but of course, anybody who might have been involved in crossing the border on October the 7th, carrying out atrocities against Israelis, and particularly kidnapping Israelis and holding them in Gaza for any period of time. All of those people are in the crosshairs, and intelligence is still being gathered almost 3 years later about those individuals who were involved, those who had their heads completely wrapped up at those ceremonies when hostages were handed back to Israel. All of those individuals are very much within the target of the special unit that's been set up by the IDF. And over the weekend and over the last few days, more of these individuals have been eliminated. And it's interesting that usually when the IDF carries out an attack within a residential area in Gaza, and there are a number of attacks that continue to take place even these days within Gaza against targeted individuals, frequently, there are so-called knocks on the roof, which means the IDF warns civilians in the area that they should get out of the way, that they're attacking a location rather than trying to find an individual. And there are those attacks that take place almost every day in Gaza to eliminate weapon storage, any threats against the IDF and against Israelis. But yesterday, there was this airstrike that took place without an evacuation warning from a fighter jet, and it attacked a certain the family home in the Nazar neighborhood of Gaza City. And we understand that that was an attempt to eliminate a Nakba terrorist, and in fact succeeded in eliminating this individual who was involved in holding the hostages, Romy Gonen, Emily Damari, Zivin Gali Berman, Eitan Moore, Matan Angrest, Omri Miran. All of those individuals had been held at some point. All of those hostages had been held by this person who was eliminated yesterday. And there are still more to come. It's not over yet. The IDF is still very much pursuing these individuals, and they are very intent upon making sure. I think it's not only about revenge. Mm. I think it's also about giving our hostages who have now returned home some sort of a sense of confidence and comfort that those evil people who were just treated them so badly, and you know, that they don't escape without any consequences, that our army will continue to pursue them, that they are very much in the target. And I think that it's perfectly legitimate because that is part of war, and people who take these actions will need to suffer the consequences. So I wish that everybody will have, those who are fasting will have a meaningful fast for Tisha B'Av. We start, of course, this evening, and lots to talk about in terms of the significance of Tisha B'Av in this day where we live now with the new reality, right?
100%. Unfortunately, Morning Mayhem is not broadcasting tomorrow, which means we wish Anthony a meaningful fast, a Shabbat Shalom, and we'll catch up with him on Monday morning.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.